So far, I've not seen evidence that it's actually impacted the market at all, nor even the opinions of folks that are following electric vehicles. What it has done, potentially, is impact the stock, although the stock had already been on such a run, it's hard to separate how much is to do with these news stories and how much is sort of natural correction of the stock itself. But certainly it's generating a lot of headlines and a lot of stress for Tesla and, by extension, electric vehicles in general.
Indeed. How popular are electric cars here? Is there a market for them? And what are consumers getting for their money here?
Actually, electric vehicles have been rather popular in the United States and even globally for several years now. There will probably be roughly 90 to 100,000 of them sold in the U.S. this year. It's worth noting that while there are about a dozen different models available, there's only a few that are actually available nationwide. But those that have their electric cars love them. And even these three people who've all had their Model S's totaled by these accidents have all said they believe the vehicle saved their lives and they want another one. So once we see people go electric, they don't go back.
Do electric cars really have a future here? And does Tesla in particular have a future given this this publicity?
Our automotive culture is built around the idea of road trips and Route 66 and, you know, range equaling freedom. At the same time, the reality is that the vast majority of people drive less than 40 miles a day. And gasoline, even in the U.S., although certainly not compared to other countries, is rather expensive for most people. So many are coming around to the idea of either having a vehicle for Monday through Friday and driving the gas car on the weekends, or simply just driving electric and renting a gas car when they need one, or flying to wherever they're going long distance. It's sort of the right tool for the job mentality is starting to enter into the American auto market even before electric cars.
So you think despite these mishaps with cars and the publicity that surrounded them, more and more people will ignore that anyway and decide to go for an electric car in the future?
It's all perspective. Is this a tough moment for Tesla? Sure. Will they get past it? They've gotten past worse. Gasoline cars today would never be approved as an idea. Imagine someone saying to you, I'd like you to drive around this few thousand-pound object that has 10 to 20 gallons of very flammable liquid inside of it, that the moment it ignites becomes a bomb. If this was introduced today, we'd never go for it. But we're so used to it that when something happens in an electric car, it's so foreign and so strange, and yet the reality is it's been so much safer. If these metal objects had punctured a gas tank, that car would have exploded on the spot. In the Model S, the driver was able to keep driving. He was able to pull the car off the road, get out of the car and away from it before any fire actually happened. So, you know, it's a little bit of what's the priority in the grand scheme. So far, electric vehicles have proven to be much safer than their gasoline counterparts.